Unit 12. There was a beautiful princess named Psyche. She was so beautiful that all the streets became tumultuous by men whenever she got out of her palace. People also venerated her beauty and intelligence. Among three princesses, Psyche was the only one who did not get married. Her parents decided to go to an oracle. There, the gods told them that Psyche is destined to marry a monster on a mountain. Upon hearing this staggering news, Psyche was shocked and frustrated. However, she could not disobey the gods' decision and went up to the tilted hill in order to wait for her monster to take her. A strong wind took her to the huge palace. The palace was much bigger than her palace, and all of the food was unbelievably tasty. At night, her monster husband came to her room. Unlike Psyche's expectation, her husband's voice and attitude were not truculent, but very soft. She asked if she could see his face, but he vetoed the idea and told her that she should not try to find out who he was. One day, Psyche's sisters visited her. They spent time telling hilarious jokes about the things that had happened over the last few years. When they asked Psyche if the monster was molesting her, she confessed that she had never seen her husband. Feeling jealousy of her happiness, they formed a scheme in connivance and told her that the monster was only a hedonist who would abandon her when he gets tired of her. They said she should light a candle at night to see who the monster was. At first, she thought his appearance was not germane to their loving relationship, but she became very curious after her sister's temptation. She thought their words sounded plausible, so she did as they told her. When she found out that her husband was the god Eros, he woke up and realized that she had broke her promise. He left with frustration, and Psyche spent years searching for Eros. She went to Venus, the mother of Eros, and asked permission to see him. Venus decided to play the nemesis for hurting her son's heart. She ordered her to separate a huge pile of grains in a short time. All of a sudden, a swarm of ants came to her and helped her separate the grains. Then she ordered her to go to the underworld to get beauty from the Persephone. In order to redeem her mistake and find Eros again, she entered the underworld without fear. When she got back with the beauty, Venus finally forgave Psyche and gave her permission to marry her son Eros.